The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
Okay, we're going to do a little something a little different today. You know, we're always bringing on strategists and economists, but there's a lot going on in Asia, and there's a lot going on with Japan. We talk about Japan all the time. Because until about 3 years ago, actually this month, I think it was 3 years ago this month, that China passed Japan as the second largest economy in the world. They passed us since that time, just a few months ago. But we frequently talk about Japan because it's the most like the United States in how it operates. But there's a lot going on there now, and in fact, there's a lot of animosity building between Japan and China. So we thought it would be good to have somebody on that could address those subjects, because they can impact us and will impact us financially. So we've got Yuki Oikawa. Get that right?
Very
okay, good.
Discussing,
and Yuki is a political commentator, historian, and consultant. He's an expert on the relationship between the three nations, the United States, China, and Japan. So good morning, Yuki.
Good morning, Mike. Hi, this is Yuki here.
Yes, thank you for being with us today. So, first of all, what's going on in Japan? How is Japan economically? One of the interesting things I've heard is that the Japanese society is kind of dying. I mean, that you've got a lot more old people than young people. The Japanese women don't want to have children anymore. You hear all kinds of demographic information. How is the country of Japan doing?
Okay. So Japan, we are now at the very important crossroads, especially economy. So maybe many people know, we have been suffering over 20 years, the bad economy in the past. However,
right.
we got a new prime minister, Mr. Abe.
He
became prime minister about 2 years ago. And then he introduced a new economic policy, which is called Abenomics. And then, because of his economic policy, especially last year, the economy dramatically changed. The Japanese stock market rised over 60%, which was a very the unusual record in the past 20
right.
years. And
right.
then, however, this year. Before we enjoy the high stock price, Mr. Abe and his administration decided to raise the consumption tax, which was 5%, but to 8%. That got a huge negative impact on Japanese the people's money spending this
right.
year. This year, the Japanese economy became stagnated, and then the Japanese government is thinking about raising the consumption tax again from 8% to 10%. That is
wow.
a huge, huge discussion at the moment in Japan.
Now, wouldn't that would seem to be a dangerous thing to do? That really would slow down the Japanese economy, slow down GDP, slow down consumption. Why are they considering doing that?
You know, before the current administration, Mr. Abe's administrations, we got the Japanese Democrats administration, which are the Japanese liberals. They decided to raise the consumption tax already. So this was a schedule. And already decided by the government. So Mr. Abe just took over this policy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just see how. I guess we'll see how it turns out.
But he has a choice. He has a choice to carry out or postpone. And now at the moment, many Japanese people are expecting him to postpone.
Okay. So that's the discussion that's going on. How do the Japanese people and the Japanese political system view the United States? How do you look at us?
Okay. The two Japanese people, I think the U.S. president is the icon to Japanese people. So that's why always we watch the president, U.S. president. at the moment, Mr. Obama. So he was very mm-hmm. popular. He was very, very popular in Japan as well. However, we think America, especially Mr. Obama, decided to stop working as a superpower of the world. So it means U.S. stopped being a global policeman. So, and then afterwards, there has been many confusions around the globe, especially in the Middle East, and also in Asia, that China began aggressive takeovers in South China Sea. Vietnam and Philippines were suffering. And maybe Hong Kong's matter is very famous in the U.S. as well. The Hong Kong people, they are suffering their political freedom will be taken over by Beijing government at the moment.
And so you think that those, because they pretty much have left Hong Kong alone because so much money is generated by Hong Kong, but you think that...
That's right.
That the government Beijing can't afford politically to let these people continue to be as autonomous as they are, and so they're putting pressure on the Hong Kong government and the Hong Kong inhabitants to kind of come in line with Beijing.
Yeah, actually, the Hong Kong issue. So it is very famous. Hong Kong enjoy one country, two systems, and that was the promise between UK and China and 25 years,
right.
years ago. Right. And
right.
and then now it's a time to change the election system in Hong Kong because although the China promised to keep the freedom, the political freedom in Hong Kong, they haven't improved the election system in Hong Kong. And now it's a time to introduce the universal suffrage, and then Xi Jinping, the Chinese Prime Minister, Chinese President, he decided to allow Hong Kong people having one person, one vote. However, mm-hmm. it looks like a universal suffrage. However, the candidates can be only they're restricted to the pro-China. Pro-Beijing people only. That's why the Hong Kong people, especially the young students, got angry. And now, but this is already final decision from Beijing. And I think the pro-democracy side in Hong Kong, especially the student side, has no way out.
Wow. Well, it sounds like things are going to get rougher over there. I want to get talking about Japan and China, but I think I'll wait to the next segment. Tell us a little bit about one of the things that we look at when we look at Japan is the fact that you've had almost zero interest rates for 20 years. Does it look like things are improving, or is it going to stay that way for a while?
Yeah, it's improving. The zero interest rate didn't work for many years. However, as I said before, Mr. Abe introduced the new the monetary policy of the easing the Japanese monetary policy, the printing Japanese yen a lot, and then
right.
The economy and the Japanese whole economy national economy recovered, so that was very good, and uh-huh. Japanese stock market enjoyed huge rising.
Right, it did. It did very, very, very well last year. Yuki, if you can hang on, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side of the break and talk a little bit more.
The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
We've got with us today. He said he's going to call him Yuki. I'll try his last name just one more time. But we have Yuki Okawa with us today. Yuki is a political commentator, historian, and consultant. And we're talking this morning about Japan. And we're going to talk about Japan and China in just a few moments because that could really get out of hand here pretty soon because the Chinese are getting kind of desperate to keep their status quo. And as Yuki was saying before the break, they're even now beginning to change and kind of go back on their word as far as as far as Hong Kong is concerned. But Yuka, I did want to, Peggy and I were talking to her during the break, and I did want to just get your comments on one thing, is that, you know, there is a serious situation in Japan demographically, because your population is aging. The young folks in Japan either are not getting married or not producing children at a rate that's enough to to replenish the population. And Japanese, as you know, have a very restrictive immigration policy. Japan, more than any country that I know of, really doesn't want anybody there that's not native Japanese. Is there going to be a change in policy there that will help replenish the population of the country?
Actually, that is maybe one of the biggest, the most serious political issues in Japan. And we are now in the Japanese parliament discussion at the moment. And the current Mr. Abe's administration suggested, let's discuss about how to overcome aging and less population at the moment. And now we don't have clear policy how to solve this problem. But I think in the last 20 years, you know, the dark economy period, the young generation lost the hope and dream in the future.
Yeah, they did.
And and they became small person. I mean, you know, so they just enjoy small happiness. However, if they realize their own mission, you know, the Japan is the world's second largest economy. And we need to play the important role, not only in Japan, but also in the world. So we should realize this. And especially young generation should be aware of their own responsibility. And then I think Japanese society will change.
Well, hope so, because right now it's not headed in the right direction. Now, another thing that's really serious over there is the animosity that's growing between Japan and China. Of course, the feud goes back a long way, I think probably to the first Sino-Japanese War in 1895. And then there are events that happened during World War II that didn't help it. There's no doubt that much of the anger stems from the changing of the guard as to which country dominates the region. China dominated for centuries, and then it was replaced really in a humiliating fashion by the Japanese in the 1800s. And even when Japan was defeated in World War II, the country was still able to rebuild quickly and expand economically, while China really kind of suffered through its cultural revolution. Now China seems to really be pushing back. I was really concerned about a construction project that they're doing on the Spratly Islands, which is part of that group in the South China Sea. What's going on there? Because you've got several things at play here. You've got China trying to reassert itself as the dominant nation in the region and really rattling some swords. And then there's also, and if we get some time, I'd like to explain it, there's a change in the status of the Japanese military and how that plays into it. So I've got about 4 minutes. Can you discuss this with us?
Okay. One thing, the China. So China, this year especially, they changed the strategy. They began aggressive takeover in South China Sea. And Vietnam and Philippines people, they really got angry. And Vietnam people did a huge anti-China rally protest. And Philippines, you know, the Philippines, the president, Mr. Aquino, he said very interesting things. The China of today is like Hitler before World War II. You know, that's why the Philippines should not be the Czechoslovakia. You know, the Czecho decided to accept the Hitler's Nazi Germany. But the President Aquino, Filipinos President Aquino said, we are not Czecho. So I think the now what's happening in Asia is more like a situation before World War II.
Wow. Well, yeah, because it seems like it seems like what China is doing is trying to kind of stir things up in order to get their population, get the nationalist pride stirred up in China, because economically things are getting weaker there. Now, what's mm-hmm. been the change in the Japanese military? You have your own mm-hmm. military now. What has been the change there?
Oh, we didn't, you know, change much. But Mr. Abe administration, they uh-huh. changed the policy of how to use the Japanese military. We don't have any national military forces. We have only the self-defense forces. So, but because of this year's change, now we can join the U.S. the defense operation in Asia, but we cannot join the Air Force bombing in Middle East against
right.
ISIS.
Right. So you're limited to what you can, you're limited to what you can do. What is your thought on Japan? Are you optimistic about the future of Japan, both economically and politically?
As I said the earlier today, so now we are at the crossroad. If we take a right path, we could be very positive. So
okay.
I would like to expect the Japanese government and Mr. Abe to do the right thing at the moment. And Mike, can I add one thing? I would like to.
Yeah, very quickly. We've got about 30 seconds.
Right. Okay, I would like to promote the book regarding the China.
Okay,
so China,
all right.
China is always a propaganda machine in the history, and they always use the propaganda.
What's the name of the book?
I would like to visit Amazon.com. We have the book, The Secret Behind the Rape of Nanking.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Yuki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.